Restaurants in Alabama started operating at 50% capacity this week. Governor Kay Ivey eased her safer at home order during the COVID-19 outbreak. Diners will still have to exercise social distancing if they choose to eat in. But for those still uncomfortable going out to a restaurant, APR's Pat Duggins has more on a networking effort in Tuscaloosa where the restaurant comes to you.
All right, so beach bum, double blueberry, double strawberry, and granola. All right, and what?
Surprise
here? Okay.
Whatever you like to
ooh.
Customers are lining up for a Blends smoothie bowl. That's Blends with a Z. If it doesn't sound familiar, it's okay.
No offense to, you know, the older generation, but lots of them don't know what a smoothie bowl is. So we'll set up and we got to explain, you know, what we even serve.
Do you want any specific toppings?
No, whatever you like the best.
Okay.
That's Riley Vose. His smoothie bowls include fruit chopped up in a blender and drizzled with toppings like almonds or Nutella. We have photos of them at APR.org. And it's where Vose is serving up his smoothie bowls that's the point.
It's bright blue. It's got a pineapple on the back. It's got a surfboard as the countertop. So it catches people's eyes. So they come and they're at least like, what are y'all serving out here?
Vose owns a food truck. It's sitting in the middle of the Downs, a residential neighborhood about 10 minutes from the University of Alabama. Vose is here because he was invited.
I think we just saw on social media that a lot of neighborhoods were asking trucks to come, and so we kind of all just individually started calling different trucks where we had a connection.
Lucy Arnold Sykes lives in the Downs.
And then it got to where you didn't even have a connection. There were so many that wanted to come to neighborhoods. We just started kind of reaching out on our own via social media is how I started.
Vose and a partner opened their smoothie bowl food truck when Vose was a junior at the university's business school. He'd go to class, then sell smoothie bowls to fellow students. They paid mostly with vouchers called dining dollars.
With that dining dollars, I mean, that's like monopoly money to students. So it really helped our business. We had, 40,000 students right there walking by our truck every single day.
Those were the good old days before COVID-19 hit.
And then once we got the news that it shut down, we were kind of like, well, we're toast.
The University of Alabama closed down over the coronavirus, so nobody was there to buy smoothie bowls. But residents of the Downs neighborhood have been eating at home for weeks because of the pandemic.
I think COVID really has made people more aware of food trucks and the importance of food trucks.
Dr. Kimberly Seaver teaches hospitality management at the University of Alabama. She researched food trucks when they lived in the shadow of traditional restaurants. Seaver says they still do, but COVID has changed that.
Restaurants have had to be very creative in order to survive. So even restaurants that may not have used a food truck are looking for that business model to use to get out to where people are.
We did a social media blast of, if you want us in your neighborhood, let us know. And the emails just started pouring in.
Brittany Gentry manages the catering business for the Urban Cookhouse restaurant in Tuscaloosa. She also runs their food truck.
My catering sales have really been down due to the university being shut down. So the food truck has kind of offset that. So that's been great for us.
The Urban Cookhouse food truck is booked until late May. Gentry says it's putting dollars into the till during the COVID crisis. Some of the eateries APR spoke to lost up to 80% of their business when the coronavirus hit. The blenders are still buzzing away at Riley Vose's Blend Smoothie Bowl food truck. He says he has fewer customers because of the coronavirus, but the ones that he has are happy to see him.
They'll email us or inbox us on Facebook and be like, we loved y'all so much. Please come back to our neighborhood. So that's really awesome to see.
But that neighborhood fan mail also represents some growing pains for Blend Smoothie Bowl. Vose and company had to switch from a university full of 20-somethings who used Instagram.
And now that we've started going out into the community and everything, we've realized that that market uses Facebook. So we created our Facebook page, and we also launched a website where people can go on, buy hats, hoodies, shirts from us.
And in the age of COVID-19, there's something else.
What do you think? Philly cheesesteak or chicken?
If you've never had it, go with the Philly.
Okay.
APR visited five different food trucks for this story. Without naming names, we saw only one food truck worker wearing a surgical mask, and not everyone was wearing gloves. That left one observer a little uneasy.
Yeah, the mask part, a little bit. It does a little bit.
This customer didn't want to give her name, but as her family ordered cheeseburgers and hot wings, the mask thing came up.
I mean, the mask, maybe. But it looked like they had gloves on. I think the ones making the food had gloves on, but...
We took that concern to Dr. Kimberly Sievert, who researches food trucks at the University of Alabama.
But I think that it's not as big of a concern as it would be in a restaurant, because there's some... they know that expectation is different for consumers for a food truck.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the coronavirus isn't a foodborne illness so long as restaurant staff stay 6 feet away from customers. And Dr. Sievert has an additional point on food trucks and social distancing.
One thing about food trucks is that you have the ability to separate people with food trucks. Like if you have two or three food trucks in a particular area, then you can separate where people are sitting, you know, and things like that, where you can't in a particular brick and mortar restaurant.
What's the name for the order?
Lily.
Lily?
Yeah.
Okay.
We checked back with Riley Vose as today's noon to 2 p.m. shift in the Downs neighborhood wrapped up.
Today, I think the most popular was the Sunset Bowl or the Oasis Bowl. Everybody was getting that. And that Sunset's pineapple, strawberry, banana in the base, and then Oasis is blueberry, banana, and peanut butter.
Things are still tight for Vose, with business at maybe 10% of what smoothie bowls made at the University of Alabama campus. He's waiting for those customers to come back, maybe in the fall. But he and his partner plan to buy a second food truck specifically for neighborhood stops. Vose wants to remember the people who remembered Smoothie Bowl during COVID-19. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.